Welcome to the podcast, Your Time with James Sweetman. Each week, my guests and I share stories, challenges, and vulnerabilities, all with the aim of helping us to live in a more soulful, authentic, and integrated way. So thank you for tuning in. Let's jump into this week's episode. This week, I'm delving into a topic that for most of us constantly lurks in the background. At times when we're outside of our comfort zones, facing a challenge or presented with an opportunity, it raises its head. And like a spectre, it grabs us, knots our stomach with tension, weighs us down, and keeps us playing small in our lives. What is it? Well, it's our perception of our lack of worthiness. This is a theme that comes up frequently with clients I work with. Even those who from the outside look like they have ticked all the boxes of success and to other people's eyes can appear so confident and self-assured. When the inquiries come in, people will use different terms. Some will say they want to feel more confident. Maybe they've started a new role or have an important interview or presentation coming up. Others will say they want to overcome imposter syndrome. I've had a number of clients recently voice how they've been through a lot and that their confidence is shot. That's something I can relate to myself. And if we're honest, most of us would like to feel more confident or sure-footed in at least some situations. Whilst we can use terms such as confidence, self-worth, self-esteem, or self-belief interchangeably, they are different. A distinction I've made when working with clients in recent times is to help them get clear as to whether they're dealing with a confidence issue or a worthiness issue. Because although both terms address how we view ourselves, they're not the same. And the approach for dealing with them, for enhancing both of them, is different. Over the last few months, I've been doing quite an amount of personal development work in this area myself. So what I'm sharing is my lived wisdom. As I've mentioned in recent episodes, I've gone through quite a bit over the last few months, culminating in us having to leave our home because of an insurance claim due to a faulty drain pipe. This has had a ripple effect in a number of areas, including my perception of my lack of worthiness. Now, we're all only human, so it's not possible to be up all the time. Life has its peaks and troughs. It's interesting, though, that in recent months, I've also noticed an upward trend, not just with clients, but with friends, too, who voice an increase in their self-doubt. Maybe it's the lens through which I'm seeing the world or good old law of attraction where like attracts like, I don't know. For me, I thought it might be an age thing. That unbridled optimism and self-belief of youth is perhaps in the rearview mirror. And I know it's easy today to feel adrift because of everything that's so fast-paced. And as we know, the more we question ourselves and our abilities, the more we will talk ourselves out of something and talk ourselves down. In the midst of my work in the area of self-worth, I came across a book that has been really insightful. It's called Worthy by Jamie Kern Lima. The cover of the book is mirror-like. It has a shiny silver material, which I think is really cool because it's like you're looking back at your own reflection in the cover of the book. The author, she started her own makeup and cosmetics company in her own living room, and her business grew, and an $1 billion deal was sold to L'Oreal. It's one of those classic American dream rags-to-riches stories. But in her book, she emphasizes the difference between worthiness and self-confidence, and I found this to be so useful. She defines self-worth as the internal, deep-rooted belief that you are enough and worthy of love and belonging just as you are. That last part, I think, bears repeating. You are worthy of love and belonging just as you are. You don't have to be, do, or create anything. You are inherently worthy just as you are. Self-confidence is different. Self-confidence is also an internal trait, but it's generally linked to our assessment of how we compare ourselves to the external world. It's a feeling of certainty, assuredness, and competence in different areas of our lives. You know, it might be in a social situation or attending an interview or delivering a presentation. So self-confidence is how you evaluate yourself based on your skills, qualities, traits, and your belief in your ability to face the challenges that life throws at you. Because self-confidence is linked to external things, it will fluctuate based on mood and circumstances and comparisons. Whereas self-worth is believing you are enough, lovable and valuable, exactly as you are, regardless of what is happening around you. In her book, Jamie Cairns-Lima juxtaposes self-worth and self-confidence. And I'm going to quote what she has written here because I have found it so powerful. So this is from pages 22 and 23 of Worthy by Jamie Cairns-Lima. Self-confidence is what you show on the outside. Self-worth is what you feel on the inside. Self-confidence is based on mastery. Self-worth is based on identity. Self-confidence is what you can do. Self-worth is who you are. Self-confidence is believing you are skilled enough. Self-worth is believing you are enough. Self-confidence is fragile. Self-worth is foundational. Self-confidence is the belief in your abilities as a person. Self-worth is the belief in your value as a person. Self-confidence is, I'm striving to earn love. Self-worth is, I am love. Self-confidence gives you drive. Self-worth gives you peace. Self-confidence is optional. Self-worth is essential. Self-confidence eventually surrenders. Self-worth ultimately prevails. Those are powerful words with a beautiful sentiment. I love the idea of self-worth being the foundation that everything else is built upon. Let self-worth underpin our lives. Imagine engaging with your career, your relationships, with any aspect of your life from a place of worthiness, rather than what is far more prevalent, embarking on a task or a goal as an attempt to prove our worthiness. In the Western world, the economic model of success is underpinned by the belief that one day I will achieve enough, earn enough, be successful enough, qualified enough, fit enough, slim enough, spiritual enough, loving enough, celebrated enough, or selfless enough that I can feel worthy enough. Behind everything we do is a request to feel more of a positive emotion. And eventually, when we go deep enough, everything we strive for comes down to one thing: that we hope it will make us feel loved. It's the false belief that we need to do more or be more in order to feel love. Now, that's a deep one, but I think we can relate to it. I know I can. So to that belief or modus operandi that goes, when I have, do or be enough, I will feel worthy, well, maybe it's time to say enough. We can negate our self-worthiness in small and unconscious ways. Every time you show up inauthentically as the person you think you need to be to make others happy, the implicit message you're giving yourself is that your true self is unworthy. I've even found the word potential, a term I use a lot, contains a hidden sting when it comes to worthiness, because potential presumes that who you currently are isn't enough. Self-confidence without self-worth is a house built on rocky foundations. A display of confidence can mask insecurity and look like bravado. We've all encountered that. Self-confidence without underlying self-worth looks like approval on the outside, but it's hollow on the inside. There is no sense of fulfillment. It's the fake and fake it till you make it, and maybe you never make it in a sustainable or satisfying way. You can accomplish all your self-confidence building pursuits. You can get the qualifications, develop the skills and competencies, become an expert, achieve your goals. But you will still only reach a level of fulfillment that reflects your own internal identity around your worthiness. Another way of saying this is that you will plateau at the level you feel you deserve. A sentence that I triple underlined in the book Worthy by Jamie Cairns-Lima states this powerfully. You don't rise to what you believe is possible. You fall to what you believe you are worthy of. In my experience, when we think we have a self-confidence problem, most of the time it is a self-worthiness issue. And this distinction has been a game changer for me. I spoke in recent episodes about how the challenge of having to move house stirred many dormant issues for me. When we go through challenges, it's like our self-confidence takes a bruising. We still have the skills and experience we always had, but we start to question ourselves, not just our efficacy, but also our self-worth. in a session with my counselor, Des, he dropped a truth bomb, probably the most powerful and impactful words anyone has spoken to me in a long time. And I'll share them with you now because I suspect someone tuning in needs to hear this too. He said to me, James, the reason you are suffering is not because you are not good enough, but because you are not honoring how good you are. That one landed. Something deep within me recognized it as true, and it's been a game changer. It felt like a dam had broken, and my internal reference and identity could now catch up with how others on the outside might view me. So I'll repeat that one again, just for those who need to hear it. The reason you are suffering is not because you are not good enough, but because you are not honoring how good you are. And the word good, as I see it here, has two meanings. Good in terms of skills and impact, that might be the confidence part. And good as in the quality of goodness, the inherent goodness or worthiness that resides within. Before I share some techniques for connecting with our self-worthiness, let me share with you what tends to happen when our foundation of self-worth is shaky. We will stay feeling stuck in our lives because we don't feel worthy enough to pursue our dreams or to try something new. If we do set out in the pursuit of a goal or a dream, we will sabotage ourselves along the way because we often don't feel worthy of success. I had a classic example of this myself a few years ago. I had delivered a workshop for a large international technology firm, and it had gone really well and the feedback had been great. And I met a few weeks later with the manager who had organized it, and he wanted to arrange for more sessions on different topics with his team and some of his colleagues. And in that meeting, I heard myself say something like, well, you know, would you not be better off getting another trainer or coach and someone who can give a different perspective? So there he was offering me work. And when I reflected back on it, at the time, I didn't feel worthy to receive it. Yeah, and I could see the look of shock on his face. And I knew I had sold myself short and that the issue was one of self-worthiness. Thankfully, I did a bit of work on myself and I was able to retrieve the situation. And many more workshops were delivered in the months and years ahead. Another way that our lack or perception of our lack of worthiness impacts is that if we do achieve the things we want, we push and strive away, we won't feel any sense of sustainable fulfillment because we'll be looking over our shoulder, waiting to be found out. So let me take you through a few simple ways to help us reconnect with our inherent worthiness. For me, progress in this area needs to be wrapped up in a warm bundle of self-compassion. And remember, we don't strive for self-worthiness. We reconnect with what is already there inside us, sometimes lying dormant, sometimes well hidden, just waiting for us to lovingly give it our attention so it can gently blossom. We start by turning down the volume and the tone of our self-criticism. Picture your worthiness as a young, innocent child, your inner child. Self-criticism is scolding that young, innocent soul, causing them to further retreat and hide. And when that inner, innocent part of us is hidden, we can never truly shine in the world. So if you can catch yourself being self-critical, just press pause. On the days where I'm struggling, something else I try to do is to give myself some self-encouragement. I'll say to myself something like, well, I'm doing my best right now. That's usually followed by an automatic sigh. I'm giving myself permission to breathe. I may not be my own best friend yet, but I'm on a mission not to be my own worst enemy. But there will be those days when old patterns take hold, and then I'll endeavour to forgive myself, because in that moment I'm still doing my best. Another tip for reconnecting with your innate self-worthiness is to write out some qualities or traits you admire in yourself. Journal about these things that come naturally to you or that you get complimented on. Write about those pursuits that when you're involved in them, you feel contented, at ease, or that the best of you is shining through. And if you do embark on this self-reflection exercise, be patient with yourself, but avoid the generic. Try to get something sincere, even if it is just one thing that is meaningful to you. It's like turning the rudder on a ship. You're changing course. For me, a trait that I have found in myself, and one that I keep needing to remind myself that I have, is that no matter how many challenges I've been through, deep down in quiet moments, I know that I'll be okay. Tip 4 is one I've shared before in a different context, but it works beautifully here. Stop comparing yourself to others. As the phrase goes, comparison is the thief of joy, but it's also the thief of worthiness. Today, this means less time on social media. What you see online are other people's show reels, and we compare them to our own behind the scenes. We compare what we see on someone else's outside to what we're feeling on the inside, and that's never valid, because you don't know what the other person is feeling. And from my experience, much of what is posted on social media is an attempt to feel worthy. The final tip of these 5 ways to reconnect with your self-worthiness is to remember the subtle but important difference between self-confidence and worthiness. It is perfectly human to acknowledge that if you're doing something you've not done before, when you're outside of your comfort zone, embarking on something new, well, it's natural to feel self-conscious. You might be at the foot of a learning curve, so of course you will question your competency and abilities. If you didn't, you would be complacent or, God forbid, arrogant. But never forget that who you are at your core remains the same, completely lovable and worthy and valuable, and that cannot be altered by anything outside of you, including other people's actions and opinions. So as I move into wrapping up this week, a few final observations on worthiness. Sadly, most of us think that we are not enough, that we never quite measure up. We believe worthiness has to be earned on an ongoing basis. When we tether our sense of self-worth to external factors such as income levels and status symbols, it's impossible to feel good about ourselves in any sustainable way. But ponder for a moment the fact that you exist in the first place. Start with the odds of your parents meeting and then having a child. Extrapolate back through thousands of generations and the web of your family tree. Throw into the mix the balance of the laws of nature that created and continues to support life on this planet. It's miraculous that we're here at all. To be human is to be inherently worthy. Before we ever do, achieve, or acquire anything, we are worthy because that's how we came into the world. Knowing your worth is not about cockiness or arrogance. It's about honoring our human experience and self-assessing in a rational and balanced way. It's being as honest as we are modest. Perhaps rightly, we spend the majority of our time looking forward, focusing on the next task, the next challenge. After all, that's engaging with life. But let's not forget that we are always more than what we do, have, or achieve. When we don't accept our worthiness, we portion our happiness into bite-sized chunks. So when life presents a gourmet meal of delights, we can't digest it. Our fear-based thinking shackles us to the point where we are not a cooperative component in the evolution of our lives. We get in our own way, overcomplicate things, trawl for hidden agendas, and anxiously wait for the other shoe to fall. When life presents us with opportunities and blessings, if we don't believe in our innate worthiness, or if our good fortune doesn't conform to our worldview, we will sabotage it. If we struggle to recognize our inherent worth, there's little others can say or do that will convince us otherwise. It doesn't stop us seeking approval, reassurance, or validation from others, often people who cannot give it. This is especially true if those we turn to are disconnected from their own sense of worthiness. Our perception of our lack of worthiness is an invitation to remember that who we are at our core is love manifested in human form. Our worthiness is established by our existence. If we start each day with an acceptance of our innate worthiness, all our doing, achieving, and acquiring emerges from our authentic self, not from a misplaced sense of lack. Because we can never outperform or outperfect our sense of worthiness, it's not about doing more, but recognizing once and for all that we're all absolutely worthy and fully deserving of love, belonging, and pursuing our dreams. So in closing this week, I have a question or maybe an invitation for you to ponder. What would it be like to go through an entire day based on the assumption that you are completely worthy just as you are? Until next week, my friends. Thank you for listening this week. If you enjoyed this episode and have a moment, please rate, review and subscribe if you haven't already. And maybe you'd like to share it with a friend too. For more information about me, James Sweetman, my coaching services, workshops, books, and for more podcast episodes, be sure to visit jamessweetman.com.